Blog Talk Radio.
Why can't a man look at me like I look at Kate? Well, I'm in my party dress with frosting on my face. He left me all alone on my birthday. Asshole. But it's alright, yeah, I'll be fine. And all that remains is one more bite to drown that bitter taste. And tomorrow he'll come crawling back, but I'll just laugh it off.
Today's guest we have on is one of my dearest friends, and with that being said, on the show today we welcome back one of our favorite guests and like I said, one of my absolute dearest friends, Ashley Taylor. I think this will be Ashley's fifth time on the show. I'll have to look at that and actually verify that. But if it is Ashley's fifth time, that ties a record. I will be catching up with Ash about life or about life, her a brand new video for her a single Bakersfield, and of course the a brand new single Cake, which you just heard, which I was fortunate enough to be able to a world premiere about a month ago. So I've also got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, Cody. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Let's get started and interview Miss Taylor.
Absolutely. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Ashley Taylor to the show. Hey, Ash, how are you?
Hello,
hey,
Ashley.
Guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good to hear from you. Oh, I'm great. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Thanks again for having me on the show. I appreciate it. It's always good to call and talk to you guys and catch up with everybody. It's awesome.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, like I said in the intro, before we dive into all you've got going on, because you're a busy lady nowadays. I wanted to thank you again for letting me world premiere cake about a month ago on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, thank you for doing it. I don't know if you know this or not, but you were actually the very first interview I ever did as an artist. When I first came to Nashville, I think you and I got in touch with each other maybe a month or two after I moved to town, and that was my first interview as an artist was with you. And so, you know, I've been working on new music for, I think, probably about the past year and a half or so, and just trying to write for it and get it all recorded. And, you know, I wanted you to be one of the first to play it and hear it and all that stuff. It's just a thank you for all that you do for me. I know you're constantly supporting me in some way, shape, and or form, and I just appreciate you.
You know, that's incredibly humbling. I mean, and I'm probably going to start crying, but anyway.
Oh, don't do that.
You know, as a host, and this is something I've been doing for the past 6 years, you know,
uh-huh.
That's incredibly humbling to hear something like that from an artist that I've literally supported basically since day one, and
mm-hmm.
and somebody that I've come to just dearly love and I consider a very dear friend.
Aw, thanks, hon. You're sweet. You're gonna make me cry. Stop it, Cody. Stop it. Get the tear duct.
All right. Happy questions now, okay? Happy questions.
Okay. Yeah, change the subject, you guys, before we start crying. Like, we've only been talking for like 2 seconds. So, yeah, change the subject. Go ahead.
Exactly. Happy questions now. So, like I said earlier, you, my friend, are a busy, busy girl lately.
Trying, yeah. I'm busy, but it's a good kind of busy, I feel like.
The music video for Bakersfield dropped, what was it, about a month or so ago?
The single came out in December, and the music video came out mid-January. So I don't know what today is, but yes, so about a month ago, yeah. So, yeah, just about.
Yeah. So I saw the video. Of course I saw the video. I mean, I'm always out there. Whenever you guys drop new stuff, new videos, new singles, I'm always out there snatching it up. So
I know. You're awesome.
Of course I saw the video, and the video in and of itself is just great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dude. I have to brag on people really quick if you don't mind. Because, you know, I think so many times, you know, people, like, you know, like, you see my face on everything, and so you're like, man, Ashley's a busy girl. But, you know, I was really proud of this video. It was my very first music video. And, I looked for directors all over the place, and my friend Joe had never done a music video before, but he had done, you know, like some cover videos and stuff like that with me, and my gut was just like, have Joe do it. And so I came to him and I was like, dude, would you do this with me? And he was like, well, I've never done a music video before. And I was like, I know, but if we mess it up, you know, like, we'll mess it up together, you know, like, let's give it a shot. And he was awesome. I mean, we, you know, and he really listened to the song. He wanted to know, because, you know, Bakersfield is such a personal song to me. You know, that's, I always say that's like my life in a song. Like, that's my autobiography, basically, in a song. And so he, I just have to give props to him, though, because, you know, he directed it, and then we edited it together. I mean, we basically worked hand in hand in making that, and I know that it's been out a month, and we already have a couple thousand views on it, which is awesome. And then on top of that, I know that it's been getting airplay literally in like 5 different countries, and I know like right now we're like on the Australian version of CMT, we're like in their top 10 on their countdown that they do. So I mean, like, the video is just like, I mean, blown up. So I really appreciate Joe and all of his hard work, and I appreciate, you know, you taking the time to watch it and stuff. That definitely means a lot, dude. So thank you so much. But I just have to give a Browning shout out to Joe for being awesome. So
actually, this is great. You mentioned that your video, Kate, is in the Australian CMT top 10, which is fabulous. Would you ever consider playing abroad? You know, like, Australia apparently now has their own country music festival, and apparently Storm, the DJ, what's the DJ from the highway, Stormy Warren, he was doing the countdown from the festival in Australia. So would you ever consider performing in Australia?
Yeah, you know, I don't mind sharing with you guys. I'm actually working right now on booking some gigs in, like, Canada and stuff. And then how I actually got hooked up by being played over there in Australia is I did an interview with this with these two guys that did, like, an independent country music thing over there in Australia. And this was, like, you know, kind of similar story to you and I, Cody, where it's, like, you know, when I had nothing going on, they were kind enough to let me have, you know, have me on their show, and they were just great people. And so then as I've been putting out music and as I've grown in my career, well, they really grew in theirs. And now they're like a major TV station over there, and this is and that. And so they've partnered with all these people, and it became a big thing. And so I was the very first American artist that they asked to be played on there, which I thought was super sweet, you know, because, I mean, they play, like, you know, the major artists as well. You know, they have Carrie Underwood and, you know, all those major people. So I was like, I cried, man. I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, but, yeah, I would love to play in Australia. Or, like I said, I'm trying right now to book in Canada and all that. I'd be more than down, mate, more than down.
That's awesome. Sometimes I wanted to touch on a little bit with the Bakersfield video before we moved on. That truck in the Bakersfield video, that's a sweet truck.
Isn't it awesome?
It's not mine.
Again, this goes back to just cool, awesome people. I had this idea for the music video that I brought to Joe, and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. Because, you know, if anyone has seen the music video, you know how basically it's kind of like a two-part kind of thing. It's almost like, you know, me performing the song with that truck in the background and in a field and just being very, like, country. And then the rest of it is just some extra footage that we had. I mean, it's like home video of me back home in Bakersfield, you know, which is my hometown, and just, you know, stuff like that. But I had this image and didn't know how I was going to make it work. But we found a field, and long story short, at the last minute, I had these people cancel on me, and so we no longer had a location, like, last minute to shoot it. And so somebody gave me this guy's number, and he basically was like, hey, I hear you're in a bind and you need a place to shoot a video. He's like, I have this big old ranch outside of Nashville. Come on down. And so I went there, and I was like, well, man, I'm not going to have a truck, because we originally were planning on a different one. And then this guy literally just was like, well, I have this old thing. Will that work? And I was like, that is the coolest truck. I've ever seen in my life. And so he was kind enough not only to, like, welcome us into his home, but also let me, like, use his truck. And it's kind of like the staple of that video. And I'm very grateful for that. And just great people, again, just great people who really just helped me out, and I owe them big time. So good people, though.
That's awesome. Give you everything you need for the video.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
When there's a will, there's a way. Yeah.
You know, and that's what I love about not just the country music industry itself, but a country music fan. The fans will stick up for you pretty much to anything.
Very true. That is literally truth. Fans are the reason why we do everything. It's very true. I don't even like calling them fans. It's more like friends, you know what I mean, who just always there. I've had fans drive hours and hours to watch me play a show. I've had fans literally, like, you know, if I'm having a bad day, they just send me an encouraging message. I've had people – I've had fans help me get gigs at places, you know, or tell their friends about me. I mean, fans and friends, man. That's what it's all about.
And
ever consider coming to New York?
Like, I mean,
perform at the Opry stage.
I sent them an email. I sent them an email, and we're talking to see if we can possibly make that work out. But yes, I would love to. I know I emailed them literally just a couple days ago, so we'll see how that works. Right now, for the next couple months, I'm trying for the next couple months not to really tour heavily. I have a couple of shows outside of Nashville, but most of them are just here in town. And I'm more so, for the next couple months, putting the finishing touches on Bakersfield and getting that EP out and released. And then I have some music videos and some, you know, other stuff that we're filming and photo shoots. And so we're kind of trying to stay here and kind of knock some stuff out. And so that way, come summer and spring and stuff, we can really just tour and everything just like full time and really, really just hit it.
If I can in New York without having to fly on a plane, by all means, I am so all for it.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that. That would be awesome.
You know, going back to what you said about a country music fans and your fans specifically, I don't even on this show, I mean, I don't like the term fans because, I mean, when somebody says I have fans, I'm not famous enough to have fans because when somebody says fans, I think of a George Clooney or a Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frankly not that famous. But I tend to think of them more as friends, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think fans are awesome, and sometimes I call them that because I think that's just what people know. I guess, like, know people that kind of follow what you
expect.
But to me, like, I don't know why, but there's always been a very negative. To me, there's like a slightly negative meaning in the word fan, if that makes sense. Like, I wouldn't meet somebody who's done so much to help me and just be like, well, that's my fan, you know, Mike. You know what I mean? And it's like, no, that's my friend. You know, my friend Mike, and he was able to do this. And, you know, yeah, so I totally get it.
I get that, too. And going back to what I said about not just the artists in country music, but pretty much everybody, and I understand there's sharks in the business. I get it. I'm not naive to that fact. There's a sharks in the radio business. I'm not gonna lie, but I venture to say 85 or 90% of the people in country music, whether that's fans, artists, radio guys, whatever, are genuinely good people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That, I think that's totally true. Yeah, there's at least 10 great people before every negative one that you find. Very true.
I agree with that totally. And this is totally off topic, but there's a brand new show that kind of chronicles the struggles of artists. It's on CMT. It's called A Music City. Have you ever seen it?
I have heard of the show, but I have not seen an episode yet, no.
It's great. I mean, you know, and as a matter of fact, we're having one of the stars of that show on the show Friday. So,
oh, that's awesome. Very cool.
You know,
yes, that's great.
Jessica Mack will be our guest this Friday.
Yeah,
cool.
And what I like about the show is these people are actually artists in Nashville. They're trying to make it. It's not some kind of like I'm not throwing it under the bus, but the show Nashville. Those people
right.
are actors. These people are actually trying to make it in Nashville, and they actually live there. It's kind of a reality documentary. It's kind of a reality documentary series, if that makes any sense.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'll have to check it out.
It's on every Thursday at 9 Central. So.
Love it. That's awesome. Yeah, I'll have to definitely check it out for sure.
I've been DVRing all the episodes, and I haven't watched one live yet, so I'm doing a crash course of watching all of them just in time for Friday's interview with Jessica.
Nice. Good plan.
Awesome.
It's only nice if I finished all the episodes.
I want to talk about the cake for a second.
Sure.
I freaking love this song.
Awesome.
I freaking love it.
That.
It is just, it's hilarious for one. It's just awesome. So, when you play it out live, if you have played it out live, what's the reception been to it?
You know, that was one of the reasons why it made the EP, to be honest, was because I do play it out live fairly often. You know, I play a lot of shows, and so, you know, I have a lot of funny songs, per se, you know, ones that, like, I write, and it's like I just play them to make people chuckle. They're not, per se, serious songs, but the story of Cake is basically I had the title, something that one of my friends had said, and I wrote it down, and I was like, I want a man to look at me like I like a cake. That's hilarious. I'm going to write that title one day. And then a couple of years went by, and I tried writing the song, and I just really wasn't very happy with it. But, you know, I had the chorus and stuff, and I kind of left it be and went on about my life, which is very unlike how I usually write. And then there was this one guy who basically stood me up on my birthday. And, you know,
ouch.
I mean, mind you, I was hurt. Yeah, ouch, yeah. So I was like, you know, mind you, I was like upset and hurt and stuff. But at the same point, I just had this light bulb go on. And I was like, that title, that is exactly how I feel right now is I don't want a man, you know, if you basically don't want me, you know what I mean? If you're not going to make me a priority, well then hell, I don't want you. So,
yeah.
I mean, the story of that song is all true. Every single word is true and everything. So once that happened to me though, I went back and I rewrote the song and, you know, I almost didn't put it on my EP because I thought this song is just too funny. You know what I mean? I think people won't get it. Well, then I started playing it out and people were like, oh my God, I love that song. Please do it again. Like, it's so funny. So, I put it on the EP and, you know, it just won like a songwriting competition too, which I think is hilarious. But yeah, I played it for a publisher earlier and she was like, this is hilarious. Like, this is so great. So it's good. I've gotten really good responses from it. And, you know, it's a song where I think it's kind of cool because, you know, sometimes, I mean, I write almost every single day. And so not all the songs I write get to be heard by people, but there's a couple where it's like people just for some reason really connect to it. So, yeah, so that's kind of how that song came to be. And this Sunday, actually, here in Nashville, I'm going to be shooting the music video for it, which is going to be so much fun. I mean, it just matches the whole groove of the song, you know. It's just going to be hilarious. So I'll have that out here within the next month or two for people to check out. So I'll definitely have to send you guys links when it comes out so you can check it out. But, oh, man, it's going to be so much fun. I'm pumped.
It's going to be a ride. Oh, my God, I cannot wait. It's going to be a ride.
Yeah. It's going to be so great, yeah. And we have Joe. Joe's back directing.
I cannot wait for that.
Yeah. It's seriously, like, I mean, my whole idea and concept, you know, because, and I'm sure, you know, other artists on the show maybe have told you this, and I know you probably do the same when you, you know, do interviews and stuff, but I think, like, if you're putting out an EP or something, you almost kind of want to have, like, all of your different personalities represented. You know, and so for me, like, Bakersfield, the title track, that's my hometown song. Cake is my funny song. I have serious songs. I have, you know, songs that talk about my beliefs. I have, you know, a good wide spectrum. So this is, like, fun, Ashley. And so I'm literally just going over the top, and it's going to be amazing. So I'm pumped.
Oh, wow. That's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be a video.
I know you guys are kind of dealing with – a little bit of severe weather over there right now, but I did notice on your website that you have a show tonight. Is that still on, or has that been postponed?
It's on for now, and it looks that way. It's kind of crazy weather in Nashville. It's literally been like downpouring rain all day and very windy. So it's been very, really crazy, but we have like several tornado warnings and. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on out here right now. So, but as of now, it's still on. So if you're in Nashville, brave the weather, come out and see me at Whiskey Room Live at 9 o'clock.
Where's that going to be at again? Because I just accidentally closed out your website.
It's totally fine. It's at a venue called the Whiskey Room Live, which is actually out in Cool Springs. So like 20 minutes outside of Nashville, and I play at 9 o'clock, and I'm just playing in a writer's round with a couple of writer friends of mine, and we're just gonna hang out and play some songs from 9 to 10. So if anyone's in Nashville and you know free and wants to brave tornadoes and stuff, you should totally come out.
The tornado can take them home to the show.
Maybe you never know. It could be. I'll tell you something really cool, too, at least, if you're cool with it. I haven't told anyone yet, not even my mom. But I'm really excited because today I haven't put it on my website yet because I literally just booked it. But I actually just booked my very first, like, actual full band show. I'm super excited. So that will be May 30th at 10 Roof down on Broadway. But I've done like acoustic trio stuff and that stuff, but I've never been able to do as an artist, you know. I've played in bands before, but I've never as an artist got to put out on an actual like show thing. So to say I'm excited is really an understatement. So
is that 10 Roof and Broadway that you're going to be on? That's a great venue. I was there when Carly Pierce performed with Devin Dawson. I was there. It's a very good venue. Takes up a lot of people. So I think you'll get a terrific turnout. And forgive me for saying this. It's a nice upgrade from Scully's, sorry to say.
Hey, it's all good, I'm super, super excited. I'm pumped. So I'm getting my band together, and we're going to go rock it out. So I'm excited.
I don't believe in all of our conversations, I don't believe I've ever asked you this. What is your favorite place to play in Nashville?
Oh boy, my favorite place? I don't know if they have a favorite, if that makes sense. What I mean by that is I think that sometimes, like, so here's the deal. I've played venues that, like, seem very impressive to people, like, on paper, if that makes sense, right? And so they're like, wow, that's so cool that she did that and she played there. But maybe the people I was with or the crowd wasn't, like, my favorite, if that makes sense. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But, like, for example, like, you know, I just went down on Broadway the other day, and I played 4 hours on Sunday night from 8 to midnight. And I sat there on a bar stool for 4 hours, sung my heart out, and I had the best crowd, the best people, and we had so much fun. And then I had so many people actually book me for other gigs while I was there. And I'm like, dude, what a cool night. And then, like, sometimes you'll go sit in this, like, fancy place and you'll be playing, and it's just another show to me, if that makes sense. Not per se that it's bad, but I just really like to, like, I like to connect with people, you know? So that's a very long-winded answer, but the short of it is I really can't say that I have a favorite place to play. Always just try. Like, there are some venues I go back to. Like, tonight, I play at the Whiskey Room Live all the time. And that's a great venue. But there's places that I've never played before. And so I'm always trying to get out there and just play as much as possible and always try to play at new places. So that way, hopefully, I can reach a bigger group of people. You know, if I always play at just this one place, that's how it is. So.
Hey, when you said it's great that you like to connect with people, but I just hope, as a joke, please don't advertise it that much while you're in the club, saying, I like to connect with people, especially around 12, 1 o'clock when people start to get drunk.
That's funny.
Yeah.
For sure. Not that kind of connection. Not that kind of connection. Exactly.
Well, if they're drunk, I don't know if they'll get the message.
Exactly.
No, I don't think so. I have some news of my own to share with you, Ash.
Sure.
I will be in Nashville the week of May 8th. So, me and Craig both have been nominated for the Nashville Universe Awards in the radio personality category, which is crazy to me. I mean, it's totally nuts. We're in there with the likes of Bobby Bones, Betsy Spina, people like that.
Kelly Ford.
Yes, Kelly Ford of Ty Kelly and Chuck. I'm just freaking out.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Congratulations. Very well deserved.
And I didn't even know this until a friend of mine sent me a Facebook message, a screenshot of the nominations. I'm going to. Holy mother. Wow.
That's great. But, that's awesome, dude.
I'll be there the week of May 8th. May 7th, I'll be at the listening room for a Song Suffragette show. And if you're playing anywhere that weekend or that week or whatever, I'd love to pop in and actually meet you in person.
I would love that. Yes. I'll definitely, you said May 7th and 8th. I will definitely go ahead and I will send you some, like, shows I'll have coming up there. And I would love that. That would be awesome.
Awesome. And you know, I put this on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter or whatever, but I'll be putting out the voting link for the show as soon as it goes live. I'll be putting out the Nashville Universe voting link. So
awesome! I'll go over and vote for y'all. That's great.
I appreciate that. And before we kind of wrap things up, I know you said you're kind of taking it easy with the booking shows for the foreseeable future until the EP is done. Do we have a release date for the EP, or is it still in the works?
Well, I can tell you. So I basically I've been doing it just like a little at a time, really, for the past year or so, and we only have just a few more songs left to do. So I think I have two more songs, and then we just got to do the mixes and stuff. So I mean, we're making great progress. I'm going back in this Saturday, and I'm working again on recording a duet, and so I'm pumped about that. But my goal is to maybe have it out in July, if not August.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal is, like, hey, I want to have this done by this day and time. So as it gets a little closer, just because, you know, things happen, and I want to make sure that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to work around other people's schedules, not just mine. But I want to make sure it gets done and, you know, definitely with, you know, by like July-ish. So, yeah, I'm excited, dude. I'm seriously pumped.
You know,
Ashley, I'm hoping to see you during CMA Fest week. Do you know if you'll be performing at all?
You know what? That's so funny that you would say that. So I literally have already, within this past week, have been reaching out, and I do think we're going to have a couple of shows down on Broadway that week. So that way, you should be able to come out and see me at a show, and I would love that. So if you
awesome.
Kind of just
you know.
Hang tight, I have to, you know, solidify things with venues. But just kind of keep an eye out on my website or Facebook or whatever. I know we're all friends there.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone who's listening, if you're going to Nashville for CMA Fest, you should totally come hang out with me and see me.
Oh, terrific.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see you.
Thank you.
I don't know where I heard this quote from, but it is gold, okay? And it's about the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
In the music industry, plans do not exist in the music industry.
They don't. I think Luke Bryan said that last night on American Idol.
That's where it was, exactly. That's exactly
where
it was.
Yeah, but that is such a true quote. That is such a, I mean, even, you know, things like, I mean, I literally have booked gigs, you know, and then had something change with the venue or day or something. I mean, there are no plans in the music industry. That's why I just think you got to get up every day. And you just got to work towards it in something. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't, but you just keep trying.
Yeah. And you, heard that quote. I didn't know where it was from until you said Luke Bryan, and I was like, that's where it was from. So,
yeah.
You know, oh, wow, this has been so much fun, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, thanks, dude. I've had a great time. Thank you guys again for having me on yet again to chit-chat and talk. I really do appreciate it, and it's good to catch up with you guys. And, thanks for having me.
It's been an honor as always. It's been an honor, Ashley, for the second time. This is my second interview with you.
Aw, awesome. Thank you so much.
You know, I could literally talk to you for another hour.
Yeah, just keep on chatting.
But anyway, I keep my eye out for EP updates and you know this already, but I'm more than happy to play anything that you put out.
Oh, thank you, dude. I really appreciate that. I'm really, like I said, we have several songs basically kind of already done, and we're so close to finishing the EP, and I'm so excited about that, and I can't wait to kind of share with everybody what we've been working on. I really appreciate that, and I'll be sure to send you guys, you know, more songs as we kind of release them and share them with folks for sure.
I think I've played it. As a matter of fact, I think I've played everything that you've actually put out.
You have. You really have. You played Bakersfield. You're playing Cake right now. You play Like Ken. You play everything, dude.
And I've got a little story about why I decided to. Why I decided to start Indie Country Radio in and of itself. I started it January 2017, so it's been a little over a year. And I wanted to do something more than what I'm doing with these interviews to spotlight you guys and help you guys get where you're going. Because I feel like if either the interviews or Indie Country Radio can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next gig or that next interview. I feel like I've more than done my job.
Dude, you do a lot of great work for people, and I can tell you that not only, you know, myself, but a lot of my friends who have been on your show are definitely very, very grateful for you. And, you know, you giving us a platform to, you know, interview and promote things or to, you know, play music on a radio or, you know, kind of do all that stuff. I mean, it's hard to be an independent artist, and speaking from experience, you know, it's very hard. And so, but it's something that if you love to do it, you'll just keep on doing it. And that's kind of where I'm at. And, you know, it's people, like I said, you know, it's people like you and people like the Joes and the Pats, you know, my producer Pat, you know, who, you know, kind of come up and they help people and they help grow an artist and they help. And I mean, that is truthfully, I mean, that's the backbone. So I consider you just a member of, you know, the family and a backbone. And like I said, you've been, you know, helping me out for years. And I just really, really appreciate that. So no, it's definitely much appreciated. All you guys do.
You know, and I also feel like anybody that would play on the show or have on for interviews, I feel like you guys are some of my dearest friends.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate that.
You know, and I already just about consider you family. So there you go.
Awesome. Likewise, dude. Thank you so much. That means an awful lot.
You know, and I've said this before to other artists, but specifically now where we're at with women not being kind of being shunned for lack of a better term, I will do everything in my power to make sure you guys are heard.
Well, thank you, man. That seriously means an awful lot. I'm not just saying that. Like that's awesome. Thank you so much.
And again, you know how I feel about you, and if there's ever anything I can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Dude, likewise, vice versa, my friend, vice versa.
Absolutely. So before we kind of wrap things up and before the waterworks start again, where can people find you on social media if they want to keep up with you?
Sure. The easiest way to get a hold of me is if you just go to my website, which is ashleytaylormusic.com. So that's Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, and then Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, just like the guitar, and then music.com. So that has literally, you know, my music, my videos. It has links to all of my social media. But I'm on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and, you know, I'm at all the places, iTunes, Spotify. So, yeah, and I love meeting new people. So, you know, feel free to give me a like or follow or whatever and, you know, shoot me a message. I love talking to folks and hanging out with y'all. So, yeah, I appreciate everyone, too, for tuning in and listening. I know some of my friends said they were going to be listening tonight and stuff. And, yeah, and just thank you again for having me, Cody. I really appreciate you and Craig, you know,
absolutely,
to let me come on again. So,
yeah, it's an honor.
I
predict that within a year you will be a guest again on the show. I can guarantee it.
I'm pretty sure
of
that.
Thank you. Well, thank you. And
also, before I forget, next time we have you back, and it will happen, you will have a broken record.
I know, right? Isn't that crazy to think about? That's awesome.
That's completely now you're tied with a reporter friend of mine. You've both been on five times apiece. So.
Dang, that's awesome. Well, hey, next interview, breaking records. That's what's up.
Exactly.
I feel special.
Hey,
I feel special.
Oh, trust me, you are. Hey, Ash.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Thank you again for doing this. I mean, it's always so much fun to catch up with artists that we've had on previously, especially artists that I consider very dear friends. So, thank you again for doing this. This has been awesome.
No, dude, thank you. Thank you so much again for having me. And, you know, I'll definitely, you know, maybe in June or something, or July, whenever my EP comes out, I'll come back on and play y'all some more tunes from it and give you a little world premiere sneak peek and kind of just hang out and we'll chit chat about everything. So I love it.
Sweet. Hey, stay safe over there with all those storms over there, okay?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm literally sitting and looking out the window right now, and it literally now is like a blizzard outside. I don't know what's happening. It's starting to snow. So I don't know.
Wow.
Weirdest weather here in Tennessee. Yesterday, sunny 75, then we have tornadoes, then we have rain, then we have sleet, then we have hail, and now we're snowing.
I put this on Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. Earlier today, I go, tornadoes last night, and now we're under a freeze warning. Welcome to springtime in the South, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Very accurate. Very accurate.
Oh, man. So I think I'm gonna let you go, but again, I mean, I literally, and I absolutely mean this, if there's anything I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out. And you've got a open spot back on the show anytime you want to come back on.
Oh, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'll definitely have to come back on in the next couple months, and we'll catch up some more. And thank y'all again for having me and just for all your support and playing my music and doing all that you do. I really do appreciate it, truly.
Thanks, my friend. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right.
Take care, Ashley. Great talking to you again.
Thanks, Craig. You too, man. Take care. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
See you, girl.
All right. Take care.
I adore Ashley. I mean, she's just one of the absolute best.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart.
She is so incredible. In the next 10 minutes, what have we got coming up the rest of this week, bud?
Tomorrow we have the disc jay from Chicago, Brooke Ashley Taylor, who has done some wonderful podcasts. And Friday we have none other than from the series Music City on CMT, Miss Jessica Mack. This should be a epic interview that no one should miss.
This should be fun. Have you heard some of Brooke's podcast episodes?
No, I haven't yet.
Dude, listen to him. I am hooked completely. I am completely hooked on them. So they're just so great.
I will definitely catch one or two episodes before tomorrow's interview.
So, I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. Have a good night. Be safe, Cody. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my lovely friend Ashley Taylor. I'm like Craig mentioned, tomorrow at 4:30 Central. I know this is kind of an hour later than what we normally do, but tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have had the lovely Brooke Taylor, DJ and a podcast host from Chicago joining us, and Friday at 4:30 Central as well, we have the super talented Miss Jessica Mack from CMT's Music City. And I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.